Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Gentlemen, it would seem that the new motto for the legal system in the United States of America is now and justice for none. And by that I mean, little by little, bit by bit, true justice has escaped the American legal system. And on today's show, we're going to be discussing many ways in which this justice system is broken. All of our higher-ups in the FBI, CIA, judges, etc., 100% off the charts, couldn't care less about justice anymore. And we're going to take a look at some shocking examples. Before we do that, however, a little bit of a follow-up on last week's show. Last week's show, we delved into the left openly admitting, for the most part, they're coming for your children. They're teaching your children, indoctrinating your children, I should say. And I got a lot of response from that show. And I actually got to see a piece of homework that was sent to, I believe, an eighth, but it could be a ninth grader. Either way, it's still a child. And this was a homework assignment. And you had to fill out the question, the answers to the question. One of the questions were, how do you identify and why? What is a heterosexual? Please define what a heterosexual is. What is a homosexual? Please define that. Those questions may seem a bit innocuous, but as you got down the list, here came the indoctrination questions. Here's a couple of the questions, the legitimate questions. Given that the vast majority of domestic violence is between heterosexual couples, why is it that you feel heterosexual couples are more prone to domestic violence? That's an actual question. So it's a loaded question. It's saying heterosexuals are very angry. Heterosexuals beat up each other. Well, let's examine this for a moment, shall we? I know we got a lot of questions coming in. I'll try to get to them all. Let's examine this, shall we? There's a greater amount of heterosexual couples. So that could potentially be the reason, no? Ah, but the questions didn't stop there. Then it says the divorce rate, the separation rate of heterosexual couples are much, much higher. Please give us your opinion on why it seems very hard to maintain a heterosexual relationship, as opposed to what? Are you going to tell me those aren't leading questions? Are you going to tell me that they're not implying if you're heterosexual, you might get in a violent relationship? Maybe you should stay out of heterosexual relationships. If you're thinking about marrying someone or being committed to someone, you should know that heterosexuals are much, much more likely to get divorced or separate. Maybe you should think about something else. Are you telling me those aren't loaded questions? Number one, they're not accurate. It's not true. That would be like me saying, it's very obvious that Asian people commit more crimes than redheaded Puerto Rican people. Yeah, well, no shit. Because there aren't too many redheaded Puerto Rican people. But the implication is, oh, the crime rate among Asians is high. That's not true. It's very, 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 very low. So how many heterosexual couples do you think there are as opposed to homosexual couples who are actually married? So would the divorce rate be higher or lower? I await your decision. I mean, come on, folks. You know what they're trying to do. This is actual homework, and I want you to tell me what that's homework to. Is that history? Is that science? Is that English? Is that math? Or is that pure indoctrination? This is the same thing they do with the white and black thing. You know that more black people are stopped by the police. That's not true, number one. And more incidents of violence between police and African Americans. That's not true. So you can't load a question with a false fact and then say, please define why that is. That would be like me saying, please define why the vast majority of child molesters are liberals. Well, first I'd have to, you're going under the assumption that that's true. I don't know if that's true. So I can't say that. But if I was to actually put that on a question, you're assuming that what I said is correct. You're taking what I said as a fact, and now you're going to decipher why that is, when it may not be a fact at all. That's what they're doing to your children. It's exactly what they're doing to your children. And what place does that have in a child's education? Number one, this isn't something for a child to ponder. Why is there more heterosexuals beating up on each other? Domestic violence, that's not something for your kid to ponder. I mean, that's awful. And if that homework had to come to a child, I don't have any children, but if I had a child and that homework come to my child, I would be at the school. I would be at the school demanding that that person who wrote that up be fired. That's indoctrination of a child, and it should be illegal. But you see, folks, and we'll get to the greater part of the show now. The problem we have in America, and it's a huge one, a glaring problem, is there is no justice anymore. This has 100% lost its way. Every once in a while, a little light will shine on something, and you'll say, well, that worked out. But for the greater part, justice has lost its way, and they're trying to eliminate those little shining lights now and then. I've just found out that the FBI and the DOJ illegally spied upon investigative journalists working for Project Veritas to the point where they subpoenaed Google for private emails. That's right, and Google handed them over, private emails. What was their crime, you say? What did they present to the judge that the judge said, oh, we absolutely must allow this? Nothing. There was no crime. They weren't alluding they committed any crime. You know what they were alluding to? They may have in their possession the legitimate diary of Joe Biden's daughter, which has things in it that would greatly embarrass or compromise the President of the United States. And that judge said, we can't have that. Instead of that judge saying, and if that's true, let the chips fall where they may. That's for Joe Biden and his daughter to discuss. If she wrote it in the diary, and the diary has now fallen into the hands of whatever, that's investigative journalism. They didn't say that when you were talking about Donald Trump's personal phone calls, right? Remember all of those? Oh, we have his leaked tax returns. That's illegal. We have his leaked tax returns. We're going to publish them. No judge said, okay, well, you do that, and you know, you're going to be raided. Nah, they didn't do that. You go. So this Project Veritas gets in its possession what they believe to be the diary of Joe Biden's daughter. Because they cannot 100% confirm it through a couple of sources, because they did confirm it through at least one, they decided they weren't going to publish it. They said, no, you know what? Unless we can confirm it more, or it's in the best interest of journalism not to run with this. But the FBI didn't know that. And the DOJ didn't know that. And since they're the enforcement wing of the left party and the Democratic Party, they sprung into action. And what they did was illegally obtain subpoenas to actually get private emails and monitor the phones and the emails of American citizens who are doing investigative journalism. If that's not fascism, I would love for someone to tell me what the definition of fascism is. We have something that could make the president look bad. Destroy them. That's not fascism. See, because normally what you would do is you'd say, okay, well, put it out. And if Joe Biden says, well, I can prove that that's not my daughter's diary, and here's my daughter to tell you it's not the diary, then let the chips fall where they may. Then Project Veritas would have said, okay, well, we're idiots with eggs on our faces. How many times did CNN post false things? Did anybody monitor their accounts? Did anybody subpoena their private emails? No. Do you know what it takes to get a subpoena? To actually have someone's emails monitored or turned over? You're supposed to have to show that there was a crime in commission. Where's the crime? Investigative journalists are doing their job. Build the dirt on the president. Oh, we can't have that. Have them subpoenaed. Meanwhile, nobody's interested at all in all of the Black Lives Matter movement who spent $6 million, $7 million on mansions of money that was donated to them by idiots who thought they were actually trying to do good service for the African American community. I want you to understand that the same house that was bought for $3.5 million was sold 2 days later for $5.7 million. You know what that's called? That's called money laundering. That's what they were doing. They were laundering money. That's how you do it. The value didn't jump $2 million overnight. They were laundering money. And now they just come out and say, excuse me, now they just come out and say, this is a time for healing. We realize that this might look bad, but it's not a time to point fingers. It's a time for healing. Are you serious? They're going to get away with this, folks. They're going to get away with it because the DOJ doesn't give one damn. They don't give one single damn what any of those people did. They didn't give one single damn when a government building was taken over, a police precinct was taken over during the Summer of Love and the BLM riots. But they sure gave a damn when people entered the Capitol building. Those were insurrectionists. Those were people who were going to overthrow the government. Well, what do you call it when you're trying to overthrow the police force of a city? Did any of those people go on trial? No. In fact, they were bailed out by left-wing politicians when they were put in jail for vandalism or other things, including the Vice President of the United States of America, including her. So let's go to another list. We're talking about January 6th. Well, folks, here's the deal. January 6th. I'm not defending. You don't get to storm a building. You don't get to do that. And if you did indeed storm that building, break things, vandalize things, then you're guilty. And what you're guilty of is breaking and entering, trespassing, and vandalism. To try to rise that to a level of insurrection is almost satire. It's so ridiculous. Insurrection would mean it was a planned attack. We came armed. We had smoke bombs. We had a government ready to set up, a shadow government ready to set up. Everything was in place. An insurrection wouldn't have failed that day. You know why an insurrection wouldn't have failed that day? Because the police themselves were waving people in. One January 6th rioter was just found not guilty of all charges because the judge said, we have clear evidence. We have videotape evidence that a police officer was waving him in. How is he supposed to think he's not allowed to come in when a police officer is clearly on video showing him the way in? Not to mention that we named the man who was literally in the mob screaming, we all have to storm the Capitol. We all have to make our voices heard. The FBI know that man. The DOJ knows that man. We know that man. He's not only not been arrested, he's off the list of even people to talk to. You want to know the reason why? Because he was placed there. He was placed there to stir up the mob. He was an agent provocateur sent there to attempt to get people to storm that Capitol. Ah, oh, but Marcus, our government wouldn't do that, you say? Why would they do that? Gee, I don't know. Why would the people responsible supposedly for the attempted kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer all be found innocent? I'll tell you why. Because the top three or four people who were planning her kidnapping, supposed kidnapping, were all FBI agents. Every single one of them. And now we know that to be true. That's not me supposing that. We know that to be a fact. What they did, the FBI literally created a crime. They went online and said, yeah, this Gretchen Whitmer, we got to deal with her. Let's go into some of these radical talk chat rooms and say, anybody up for kidnapping? That would be the equivalent of me as an FBI agent going online to a place of, with people saying, I'm unemployed and I'm desperate. I'm unemployed and I'm desperate, and saying, you want to rob a bank? No, I don't want to rob a bank. Come on, I gotta weigh in. I know the bank president. He's in on it. He's going to say it's people that doesn't even match our descriptions. We don't have to break and enter. We won't be doing it in the middle of the day when people are there. It'll be at night. You'll get away with it. No, if I don't get away with it, I'll serve time in jail. Okay, chicken, then starve. And have your children starve and your wife starve. I'm offering you free money and you won't take it. And then you say, are you sure? I'm positive. No one will get caught. Maybe I'll think about it. You're arrested. You're arrested for colluding to rob a bank. That's what they did. That's exactly what they did, ladies and gentlemen. They created a crime and then went looking for people who would actually commit it. That's not justice. That's what you've got for your FBI and your DOJ now. That's what you've got. I currently know of someone. I'm sure maybe many of you have seen him on television. I won't mention his name. But he's currently living in Sweden, and he has done something very interesting. He took the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop, which was handed to him by Rudy Giuliani on a separate hard drive that they copied. And he got back 80,000 deleted pictures and emails. And he said, the moment I saw what was on them, pictures and emails, I phoned a friend who used to be in the FBI. And I explained a few things that were on there. And here's what his friend said. You need to leave the country. You're not safe. Can you imagine that? Instead of saying, immediately take this to the FBI, immediately show them what you've got. You've got the goods on this guy and the President of the United States of America. The FBI will be, you'll receive an award from the FBI. No. You know what this guy said? Leave the country. Your life is not safe. So he left the country. He's in Sweden. He's made five copies. And he said there's irrefutable evidence that Joe Biden was involved in a scam to basically profit from his son Hunter's business dealings, as well as saying that there's things on the laptop picture-wise that is appalling and highly, 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 highly illegal. But he also said something else very interesting. He said that the FBI had this computer for a year. All the while they were prosecuting Donald Trump for Russian collusion. All the while, the Department of Justice and the FBI and everybody else was saying, huh, these things could be real. We really have to look into this. The president could be a pawn of Russia. Not only did they know it wasn't true, not only did they have the goods that they could have said, this is absolutely 100% made up bullshit, but they had Hunter Biden's laptop. And if you think for one second they didn't retrieve deleted emails and pictures, then you're very naive. They retrieved everything. They knew everything. that this man in Sweden knows. They know everything. And even though they'll claim they didn't, when they were asked, well, you did know Hunter Biden's laptop was real. You're the ones who had it. Yes, but we didn't want to interfere with the outcome of an election. So in other words, what your FBI, at least your higher-ups, are telling you, the American people, is we understand very clearly that the President of the United States is compromised by China, Russia, and the Ukraine. We understand very clearly that he was involved in massive, massive scams with foreign countries who do not like us to profit personally. American people don't need to know that. Because if they knew that, they may choose not to vote for him. Oh, and you don't think that's important? See, the FBI isn't supposed to play sides. They weren't playing sides with Donald Trump, were they? Did they come out and say, look, no matter what Adam Schiff says, no matter what everybody else says, this is not real. This Russian collusion thing's not real. They knew it. They knew it. They didn't say it. They just let you go on and on and on and on believing it. You don't think that could have interfered with an election? You don't think that could have swayed the American people? So you're liars. The FBI is no longer, and I'm not talking about individual agents, I'm talking about the hierarchy, I'm talking about the system itself. The FBI is no longer out for justice. They are, in fact, a wing of the Democratic Party and the far left. That's what they are. And you're not going to get justice that way. You're not going to get justice when Hunter Biden is going to walk, and he probably will. Oh, it's only the taxes we're worried about. Oh, yeah, it's only the taxes, huh? It's not the fact that the President of the United States is a compromised president. It's not the fact that the President of the United States literally was involved in deals that would disqualify him from being the President of the United States. No, so you're only worried about the taxes. But here's what you are worried about. You're worried that parents who stand up during school board meetings and say, if you think you're going to indoctrinate my children to think they're evil because they're white or they're a girl because when they're a boy, you're going to pay a heavy price. Oh, they're domestic terrorists. We can't have that. We have to come down with the full wrath of the Department of Justice on them. But how shall we do it? And guess what they did? They colluded. The Board of Education and the Department of Justice colluded. And the Department of Justice said, send us a written request claiming that you have received terrorist threats. And we will then be able to investigate the parents as domestic terrorists, meaning we can go into their social media. We can go into their bank accounts, their spending, everything, monitor their phone. Whatever we want to do, we can do to them because they're domestic terrorists. Because they won't let a grown man sit down with your six-year-old daughter and explain to them what a homosexual is. Or they won't let you sit down with your son and say, you should feel guilt because you're white. That's who they think are the enemy. That's who they think are the terrorists. The people who were, in my opinion, righteously angry about an election that we are now seeing little by little. Remember the conspiracy theorist, cleanest election ever. Trump's a moron if he says this was a stolen election. Now we're seeing little by little information come out. It's, okay, well, maybe that wasn't too good. Oh, well, okay, that might have switched a view, but oh, yeah. We now clearly see that the election was, in fact, not a clean election. And the people who protested it, they got to be stopped before anybody listens to them. So call them insurrectionists. Put them in jail for the rest of their lives. Meanwhile, a man who tried to mow down his girlfriend with a car is not only let out of jail, but told, we're not even revoking your license. You can go right back to driving a car, which he promptly drives through a Christmas parade killing women and children. He's not evil. He didn't deserve to stay in jail. Only the people who walked into the Capitol that day, they deserve to stay in jail. Only the parents who stand up at school board meetings and say, I don't want my children indoctrinated, they're in the way. You see, folks, this all stems from one very simple thing. As much as we talk on here, it's really a very, very simple philosophy. The left's ideology does not stand up to scrutiny. I could tell you that I can nail Jell-O to the wall. And if you're not allowed to ask me to prove it, you're not allowed to show that your video of Jell-O not being able to be nailed to the wall, people will believe me. But it doesn't stand up to scrutiny. And if a scientist says, well, I don't know, the makeup of Jell-O does not allow it to be nailed to the wall because, no, silence him. Throw him off YouTube, throw him off Twitter, throw him off Instagram, ban him from Facebook, then I guess the narrative is you can nail Jell-O to the wall. But nothing that the left says stands up to actual scrutiny. That's why they don't want open debate. That's why they want you silenced. I've just watched a group of college students practically riot because a black man, Alan West, was going to give a speech. You can hear them clearly on tape yelling for the mob to get the woman who invited him. Chase her down like a rabid dog. What do you think they're going to do to her if they caught her? That's not terrorism. That's not domestic terrorists. But a parent standing up saying, my daughter brought home schoolwork that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and I'm outraged. You're a domestic terrorist. You belong monitored and in jail. But the students who are running after a woman who simply invited a man, a very articulate man and a very well-educated man, and a black man, by the way, who they say, oh, black voices need to be heard, right? Not him, no. Not him. Because they are so worried that if you listen to him, a little light will go off in your head, and you'll say, that makes perfect sense. What he's saying isn't hateful or evil or wrong. It's actually logical. And they can't have that because it's the Jell-O nailed to the wall philosophy. It doesn't stand up to scrutiny. So it cannot be scrutinized. So the only other option they have is to silence all voices that do oppose with logic. Simple as that. As simple as that. But the problem is they now have the legal system on their side. We have just, a couple days ago, here in New York, a man got aboard a subway armed with a gun, a hatchet, smoke bombs, fireworks, knives, a walking armory, and opened fire. Luckily, so far, everyone has survived. Some people are in very serious condition, but so far, no actual deaths. This man had a rap sheet a mile long. And we hear the same old rhetoric. He was on our radar as a possible terrorist or a threat. Really? Well, here's why you won't hear him. I'm gonna give it to you plain, folks. And before I give it to you plain, I want you to understand something, and this is coming from the bottom of my heart. I have never given one damn whether you are black, white, yellow, green, blue. I don't care. I treat everybody the same. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, you're gay, you're straight. I don't care. If you're a decent person, I don't care. But fair is fair. And when this man did it and disappeared into the subway, do you know that the news media didn't even dare to say it was a black man? They said he's 5'5", which turns out he's about 6 foot. He's 5'5", heavy set. That's the description? Well, we're not allowed to say he's a black man. Why? Why not? Well, I'm going to tell you why not. Because on this guy's social media page, it was filled with anti-white rhetoric. Whites should totally be separated from blacks. We should not intermingle in any way, shape, or form. He hated Sheila Brown Jackson because I didn't know she had a white husband. She doesn't represent the black community. She's trash now to me. Said every time I see whiteys, I want to kill them. That's not a hate crime? How come? Why do you think would have happened if a skinhead Nazi had gotten on that subway and targeted a bunch of African Americans, open fire? Even if he killed white people or shot white people and Asians and everybody else, they would have said, this is a clear case of white supremacy. Look at his social media with the horrible things he's saying about the African-American community. Okay, he didn't shoot just African-Americans, but that was his goal. That's what would be said. What's being said now? Well, he was. You got to remember, he was upset at the mayor, Eric Adams, and he's a black man. He was upset at Sheila Brown Jackson. She's a black woman. He's not a racist. No, he's not a racist. He's not a racist when he has on his page that there should be strict segregation and every time he sees whiteys, he wants to kill them. And he also said they're all racist. All white people are racist. What narrative? Where did that come from? Where did that narrative come from? Could it be from CNN? Could it be from the indoctrination of your children? Oh, if you're white, you're a racist. You just don't know it. It's baked into the cake. You may not be aware of your racism, but you are. And then this guy with a feeble mind, he believes all this crapola, gets himself a gun, gets himself weapons, and look what happened. That's your rhetoric that caused that. Remember when they were accusing Donald Trump? Well, Donald Trump said go to the Capitol and be peaceful, but make your voices heard. And that's a dog whistle. That's a dog whistle for insurrection. Well, how come when CNN and MSNBC anchors get on and say white people are inherently racist, they can't help it, it's born into their mix, they're racist, how come that's not a dog whistle for this guy going into the subway trying to kill people? How come? Because there are two sets of laws. No, there's more than two. There's a dozen sets of laws. Can you imagine a world where we're not allowed to say this suspect is black? Because it might be offensive to black people? Folks, how far is this going to go? When you have justice like this, it's justice for none. No one is getting justice. No one is getting justice. Eric Adams turns this instantly into a gun thing. Well, this is why we can't have guns. He also had smoke bombs, Eric. He also had a hatchet, Eric. He also had gasoline, Eric. Going to ban gasoline? How about the guy who mowed down the Christmas people? You going to outlaw cars? No, this has got to be political. See, everything has to be political. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and their whole crew has said from day one, the biggest threat to this country is white supremacy. Where is it? I see black supremacy on the subway the other day with a guy who says all whiteys should be murdered. And do you see me on this show saying all black people must believe that? No. I don't think for one moment that even the tiniest fraction of black people believe that. I don't believe they believe that at all. I'm not blaming a whole race of people for one thing, unlike the left who do it every day, every single day. It's your rhetoric who's causing this. And I want to say this. I'm happy the police caught the guy. I'm happy that things turned out the way they did with no one getting killed yet. But if you watch the news conference, I was almost going to throw up. You had one after the other from the FBI and saying, due to the diligent work, there was no diligent work. You put out a picture and some dude from a deli saw him and reported him. Hey, that guy that was on the news, he just walked by my place. Oh, yeah? Yeah? Okay, well, we'll send a cop there. Oh, yeah, there he is. So don't pat yourself on the back too hard. You had a clear picture. You had a name. He rented a U-Haul under his real name. You had his information. You had his last whereabouts. And you had an eyewitness saying he's sitting outside my deli. So congratulations, you caught him. Stunning, stunning work. Can't catch Hunter Biden, though, huh? You got a laptop filled with illegal dealings, filled with things that compromise the President of the United States, filled with money laundering, filled with illegal pornography, filled with drug activity. Where's Hunter? Oh, he's having an art exhibit. A lot of very famous people, mostly who want to launder money, are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, and in some case maybe $1 million, for one of his third grade paintings that he does with his fingers. But that's all up on the up and up. We're just not letting you know who's buying them because it's none of your business, moron. It's none of your business who buys Hunter Biden's paintings. It's the FBI's business who has Joe Biden's daughter's diary. We need to see every bit of their email and raid their offices and put them on the floor and handcuff them for a crime they never committed. There's not even any allegation that there was a crime. That's what I want to explain to you about the situation with Project Veritas. It's not like they said they're in commission of a crime. There was no crime. They didn't even allude there was a crime. It's just you're investigating the President of the United States. That's it. That's the crime. You see, folks, the FBI right now, if they were a legitimate organization, they would say, maybe a lot of us voted for Joe Biden, but he's not above the law. And if there's anything on this laptop, which there clearly is, that implicates him, the American people who have put their trust in our organization deserve to know. And if that results in him being impeached, having to step down, even being arrested, so be it. That's what you heard when Donald Trump was in office. Now that Joe Biden's in office, none of this is Joe's fault. Let me ask you a very simple second grade question. If you don't think the big guy is Hunter Biden's father, Joe, why did you give the money to Hunter Biden to hold for the big guy? If it was somebody else's father, then you would have said, we're giving it to so-and-so to hold for the big guy. We're giving it to this guy to hold for the big guy. No. Let's give it to Hunter to hold for the big guy. Well, who do you think the big guy is then? Why would Hunter be holding money for somebody else? I mean, is that not obvious? Folks, you can sit here and live in a bubble and say, I voted for him and I don't want to hear a bad thing about him and he's great and he's wonderful. It doesn't stop reality. You see, the problem with the left is they can't live in reality. They have to live in this bubble where everything I believe is true and it cannot be challenged. If it's challenged, it's challenged because you hate me and you're either a racist, a homophobe, a misogynist, a Nazi, a fascist, or any other name we can call you because you are challenging my reality with facts. Okay? That's what the left actually is. They cannot deal with facts. Joe Biden is a criminal. His son is worse. Joe Biden needs to be removed as the president immediately, even if that does mean Kamala Harris takes over. I have no evidence that Kamala Harris is a crook. I have a lot of evidence that she's incompetent. I have a lot of evidence that she'd be in many ways worse than Joe Biden, but that doesn't matter. That would be the equivalent of saying, well, I know the guy who's running my shop is robbing me blind, but the guy I have as my general manager is so incompetent that it might make it worse, so I'll just keep letting him rob me blind. Does that make sense to you? If a criminal act has been committed, then the chips have to fall where they may. And if that means that Kamala Harris ends up the president, then she does. Then she does. And we'll all have to deal with it. Can it be worse? But you can't have this two-tiered justice system. We now know that Hillary Clinton was involved in having Donald Trump spied upon illegally, and she's thinking about running for president. She's not worried that she's going to be indicted. She'll laugh right in the face of the FBI because they love her and they will not touch a hair on her head as far as criminally charge her. And you think that's fair? You think we're living in a fair and just society? The very organizations that we have entrusted in keeping the American people safe from people like this are in bed with people like this. So we can't trust them anymore. If the Republicans take power in 2022 in the midterms and 2024 in the presidency, the entire justice system has to be rethought. You have to weed these people out. Remember when they were going around the Capitol saying, if you voted for Donald Trump, you cannot be one of the people guarding the Capitol because you may have conflict of interest. Well, that's perfectly okay then, huh? Well, then I'm telling the FBI, if you're in on this ridiculous Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden bullshit scam, you can't be an FBI agent because you may be compromised. You're supposed to be non-political. You're the exact opposite. You are nothing but an enforcement arm of a political party, and that is unacceptable. Let me go to the phones briefly. Caller, are you there?
I am here, Marcus. Good afternoon, sir. You know, honestly, Marcus, it is getting to the point, I mean, most of the American people with half brain stems can see that Joe Biden is definitely involved in Hunter Biden's scams, because honestly, without Joe Biden, Hunter Biden has nothing. He wouldn't have been on the board of Burisma. He doesn't speak the language. He has no experience. The emails prove that he was, regardless of anything else. Stevie Wonder could see it. You'd really have to be blind, dumb, and deaf to not see it. And Stevie Wonder is one of those things. Stevie Wonder is a genius, and he's blind, and he could see those things. If Stevie Wonder could see it, we could see it too. And it really boggles my mind how they're still trying to sideswipe questions that were directly asked by college students who put them on the spot. I watched a video of a guy questioning, Mr. Potato Head, Brian Stelter. And Brian Stelter's answer is like, he had his time for lunch. Yeah, it looks like he hasn't missed a meal, huh? The fact is...
Well, because there's a winter. It's like I told you, they cannot stand up to the scrutiny. They have to silence your voice because their ideology does not stand up to actual facts and scrutiny. That's all there is to it. But that's one thing. I can deal with ideologues. I can deal with people who just say, Joe Biden's the greatest president ever, and I don't care what you say. Fine. You're an ideologue. But you can't be in charge of the justice system then, because you have to be fair, impartial, and honest, and fact-based, and that's it. Because if you're anything else in the justice system, there is no justice. Period. And right now, folks, there is no justice. Let me explain to you what justice is to me. Justice is to me that if I'm an FBI agent and I see what's on Hunter Biden's laptop, the first thing I say is he has to be arrested immediately. There's evidence of drug use on this. There's evidence of him claiming he's working with a Chinese spy. There's evidence of him money laundering, and there's underage pornography on here. He is now a wanted man, or turn yourself in. Once he's in, you ask him the hard questions. Who's the big guy? Show me now who the big guy is. I have a email here saying it must be nice to rely on me to support everyone in my family. You try doing that when you're given 50% of your salary to dad. Why would Hunter Biden be giving 50% of his salary to his father? And why would he say that in a private email to his family? Why would he say that? These are questions FBI agents need to ask. Because the FBI is entrusted to say, if this man is in any way compromised, he cannot be the president of the United States, whether we like him better than Trump or not. But that's not what the FBI did. The FBI said, oh, shit, he's dirty as hell, but we don't like Trump. How do we cover this up? That's not justice. That's fascism. You've got to stop that. And now we see it in our colleges. This college where all of these people rioted caused the man, Alan West, not to be able to speak and chased down the woman who brought him there like an angry mob. You know what should happen to them? They should all be arrested. Every one of them should be arrested. You were not peaceful. You threatened. That's terroristic threats. You shut down free speech. You compromised a campus. You disrupted and caused, a speaker not to be here. So what is that? That's civil disobedience. No, nothing's going to happen to them. But I guarantee you, if Hillary Clinton was speaking and an angry mob said, who booked her? We're going to chase her down. Chase her down. They'd say, more insurrectionists at the college. Throw them in prison for the rest of their lives. See, that's not justice, folks. That's not justice. When justice is tainted with political ideology, then there is no justice. And right now, we cannot rely on the DOJ, and we cannot rely on the FBI, and we cannot rely on a lot of our judges who are currently sitting on the bench to deal out justice. If tomorrow I were a judge and they brought a case against someone who hated Donald Trump, hated every single conservative, hated every single Republican, a social justice warrior, climate activist, nut, and they said, well, this guy was yelling and screaming and could have possibly caused a disruption outside a rally, I would say, well, that's his right. I wouldn't say, how dare you throw him in the gulag? Because as much as I disagree with what this man says, if he committed no crime, he's not guilty. You understand? That's what real justice is. I don't have to agree with you. I have to look at the law and say, did he do what you said he did? And if he did do what you say he did what you say he did elevate to the extent of a crime? If it doesn't, he's not guilty. But that's not what they're doing. They're going after people based on their political ideology and saying, what crime can we pin on them? We had the Attorney General of New York run on a platform saying, I don't know what Donald Trump has done, but if I'm elected, my sole goal as Attorney General will be to prosecute Donald Trump. Question, what do you think he's done? I don't know. Okay, well, then there you go. It's a witch hunt. I don't know what he did, but I'll find something. That's not the way justice works. That's a witch hunt. Justice does not work that way. You commit a crime. They figure out you did it. They go get you. They prosecute you for the crime, and the judge decides if they have enough evidence to do it. Our current legal system is we don't like you. We'll figure out what you did later. Right now we have to silence you and get you off television, get you off the airwaves, get you out of the political arena, and we'll figure out some drummed-up charge later on. That's not justice. Do you know what would happen 5-8 years ago if a school teacher, 30-year-old school teacher, sat down and said, I want to share with you, 5-year-olds, my relationship with my gay lover? You see, I'm attracted to men. And what that means is that we have sex this way, and we do, you know what would happen? He would be in jail. They would say, what you did was you illegally engaged a minor in sexual conversation. I don't know how you can throw anybody in jail that's online now. You get this all the time where some guy says, hey, you're sexy. I'm only 14. I don't care. You've got a nice body. Well, you're going to jail because I'm an undercover officer. Oh, so that guy committed a crime. But the school teacher who's sitting down with your 5-year-old, giving them explicit instructions on how gay lovers work, that's not. See, that's not justice. That's bullshit. That's called we have a political ideology to support, and you will not oppose it. And if you do oppose it, that is the crime. Because that's not a punishable crime, we will pin something else on you. We will look for something. We will create something. We will fabricate if we have to. But you will go to jail or you will be punished for speaking out of turn against our ideology. And when you ask the very simple question, why? There's only one answer. Because their ideology does not stand up to scrutiny. When you present them with facts, they cannot debate you. They cannot justify their position. So they have to silence opposing voices to make it appear as though their ideology is a correct ideology. You understand what I'm talking about, correct, caller?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's now gotten to the point where, and it's been, I think it's been at this point actually, to where you can't say a word without them, you know, telling you that, you know, oh, you must be an uneducated white man, a Trump supporter, if you don't believe what we believe. We're telling you how it is, so therefore that's the gospel, and we're going to do this regardless. Listen, I don't want my 5-year-old being discussed with about her gay teacher's sexcapades over the weekend, and the fact that they're outraged at the fact they can't do it makes them perverts, and they keep saying don't say gay bill. Nowhere does it say in that bill you can't say gay. It means you cannot sexually indoctrinate children from 5 years old, kindergarten, to third grade. I think it should be, you know, later than that. It should be really to high school, but that's just my opinion. And
I agree with you, but here's the problem with that. The problem is they know it's wrong. You see, this is the thing. If someone's doing something that's wrong and you point out to them it's wrong and they say, oh, okay, I didn't look at it that way, that's fair. But when someone knows something is wrong and they're just like, I don't care. See, this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a political ideology that does not care that it's wrong. And they now have the full force of our justice system behind them. The only justice we don't have solidly behind them currently are the police, and they're working on that. That's why they wanted to defund them. Well, we can't have these police officers arresting these fine people who are doing these things. We can't have these police officers saying no crime has been committed. We have to have DOJ and FBI agents who are on our side saying prosecute these evil people who don't believe what we believe. Folks, we are now living in a society that is so backwards, you cannot say only a woman can have a baby. I want you to think about that for a minute. And I know what the left's thing is. Well, if a woman who identifies as a man still has her lady part, she could technically have a baby, and that would mean a man had a baby. No, that would be a woman who thinks she's a man had a baby, because a man doesn't have a womb. But you can't say that. We're living in an age where you can't say a black man is the suspect, because that would be racist. That's what we're living in. And who defines these rules? This is where I'm coming from when I tell you there is no justice anymore. It's perfectly okay to hate, to be an African-American who hates whites to the point where he literally says on his social media, I want to kill them all, and begs God, not just God, black God. This is what he wrote. Black Jesus, please, please kill all the white people. And that's not a racist. And if you say he's a racist, they say, that's impossible. It's impossible for an African-American man to be a racist. Really? Really? Where do you think that rhetoric came from? Does that come from a place of love, or does that come from a place of hate? Huh? Does that come from indoctrination of watching week after week, year after year, people complain that, oh, white people are evil? I'll tell you the answer flat out. Anybody can be a racist. Oh, that's not acceptable. Folks, the very first thing we have to do as a country, and you should be writing to your congressmen, your senators, everything. This Department of Justice and the FBI has got to be investigated. You have infiltrators who have come in here who have no interest in justice. They have an interest in protecting a political ideology at all costs, and that means protecting criminals if need be. That's not acceptable. That's not the country you want to live in. You want to live in a country where justice is equal and completely blind to political ideology. Anything less than that is not acceptable in the United States of America. You've just had Justin Trudeau up in Canada basically say, you have to have a license now to be a part of the media in Canada. And if you don't agree with me at all times, if you say anything negative about my leadership, you will not be granted that license. Which means that you can go on trying to report, but you're not going to get in any press conferences, you're not going to get any interviews, you're not going to be considered legitimate news, because you dare defy the master. You dare say bad things about my administration. And any legitimate news agency would have zero criticism of my administration. So what message does that send to the people who haven't criticized him yet? You better not. I'll take that license away and you will cease to be a legit news organization. You either praise me and sing my praises through your company or you cease to exist. You think that's fair? You think that's a country you want to live in? Because that's coming. Pretty soon you'll be walking down the street with a Make America Great hat again and a cop will say, okay, well, you're busted. You're invoking a riot by wearing that hat. You're purposely wearing that to incite people into violence. You're purposely wearing that in an area where there's a lot of liberals, and you're doing that to entice them into violence. Therefore, you're corrupting influence. Therefore, you have committed a crime. That's coming. But these are the same people who will tell you, if you're wearing next to nothing and a guy hits on you or bothers you, it's not your fault what you're wearing. It's that idiot who did it. Oh, but if I'm wearing a Trump hat and somebody attacks me, that's my fault because I'm wearing a Trump hat. Gotcha. You see how their logic does not stand up if you hit them with facts, caller?
Yeah, no, there's no – when you put the word, you know, the type of liberals that we're talking about, lefty ideologue morons, that, you know, they don't – logic, common sense are words and phrases that you do not associate with a liberal. They have none. It's their way or the highway. And they're going to try to indoctrinate all the people that are watching. And I use that term a little loosely because CNN, nobody's watching. And MSNBC, nobody's watching. So there's the silent majority that is starting to be louder than these folks. And yeah, case in point, Nicholas Sandman. Guess what? He was wearing a Trump hat. What was he labeled? A white supremacist. Well, guess what you didn't see?
Correct.
You didn't see the beginning of the video where he was being harassed. And guess what happens? Yeah,
they were sued. But let me explain. I don't care what the individual thinks. I don't care what the individual college student thinks or the housewife thinks. I care that our justice system is blind to political ideology. Because any other way is unacceptable and it leads to only one thing, and that one thing is justice for none. We'll be right back.